The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Welcome to the first episode of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Before I get into self-love, I'd like for you to get to know a little about me. I am currently a student, if the intro didn't already tell you. I love listening to music, and I love eating hot pot. And I'm currently in the process of learning how to love myself. I chose to center my podcast around self-love because I've been struggling with self-love for the past few years. And throughout the years, I've been learning how to love myself more and more. My close friends also struggle with self-love and have openly talked about it with me. And I feel like there must be more people who feel the same way about themselves. Upon finding this, I realized it's universal. Through some of the popular shows I like to watch, I've seen some of my favorite celebrities be open about their struggles with self-love, which made me acknowledge the importance of practice and how lack of practice can really destroy someone. Even though it's such an important topic, I feel like when people talk about it, they often don't go in depth in fear of touching a sensitive spot in someone's story. I feel like it's important to address self-love because it can be really impactful and bring out the self-love in someone. I also feel like it could bring in supportive people willing to help people who are struggling with self-love start their self-love journey. And to me, self-love is about allowing yourself to be vulnerable. And I feel like by discussing self-love with other people, people can show more vulnerability and allow themselves to really acknowledge and validate their own emotions, which is why I feel like instead of not going in depth on how important it is to practice self-love, we should go more in depth and allow more people to be vulnerable because it's an essential part of self-love. I hope that with my podcast, I will be able to guide others in their journey to starting self-love. I want to start off my podcast with this question. What is self-love and why is it so hard for people to practice self-love? To me, self-love means putting yourself in high regard. But what does that really mean? It means having high respect for yourself, just as you would have high respect for your peers and family members. But it also means caring for yourself just as you would care for other people. For example, it means being able to comfort yourself just as you would be able to comfort somebody that's really important to you. It means being able to care for the body and for the mentality of yourself like you would for someone who's really important to you. It also means reflecting and learning from reflecting on yourself just as you would do for the people around you. And most importantly, it means being able to forgive yourself. Most people often forget that self-love is about forgiving. It's not just about appreciating and liking yourself, even though those two things are really important in self-love as well. It means being able to accept and acknowledge your flaws and mistakes and using those to grow. Because that is the result, that is supposed to be the result of self-love. And the root of self-love is allowing for yourself to forgive yourself. I think forgiveness is an essential part of self-love. But I'm sure you must be wondering, why is it so hard for people to love themselves? Some people think that it can be easy as just 1, 2, 3. And if you're one of those people who think that, you're right. It can be looked at as something that's easy as 1, 2, 3. But for some people, such as myself, it's not that easy to disregard other people's opinions. For example, putting myself out there, I have been conditioned to care about what others think of me, and that's one of the reasons why I find it so hard to love myself, and I'm sure this applies to many other people. In relation to that, some people don't really understand why we don't love ourselves, and I'm here to answer those questions. Some of the reasons why people find it hard to love themselves is because of what society wants them to be like. We tend to compare ourselves to the people around us. We often compare our ways of living, our income, our wealth, our families, our intelligence, our experience and environment, and our physical physique, our life essentially, to other people's lives. That leads us to having unrealistic and very fixed views on how one should live or how one's life should be like. And due to these fixed views, people often look at themselves in the mirror and look at their way of living life and tend to create and build a sort of hate towards it, centered around a sense of envy for other people's lives. People often think that they should match the people around them to feel a sense of belonging, and that's a really big key here, is that sense of belonging. People feel like that in order to feel like they belong somewhere, they have to hop onto the bandwagon and follow the same trends and lifestyle and do the same things in order to be accepted, receive acceptance, and receive acknowledgement and praise. This comes in many forms and ways. A lot of time, people talk about physical appearance, and in order to fit in or feel a sense of belonging within a certain group, they have to look a certain way. On the other hand, for some people, they have to act a certain way in order to feel a sense of belonging. Or they feel like, for example, regarding wealth, I can't talk to these group of people because they make more money than me. Or I can't be in this group because they're all wealthy. Or in school, I have to have this much intelligence in order to be a part of the specific group of people. People tend to think this way naturally, despite it not being a requirement to build relationships with people. Because of all of these thoughts and the sense of displacement, people begin to grow a dislike for themselves because they aren't, in quotations, on par with the people who surround them. Another thing that makes it hard for people to love themselves is because they fear others' opinions, like I said before. I fear and I can't disregard other people's opinions of me. And these opinions can vary, and people like myself are afraid of all of these types of opinions. In fear of being judged on, rumored about, and seen in a negative light. People feel like they have to put on a persona or they have to hide away their selves and interests in order to feel that sense of belonging in a group. And in partaking in this act of putting on a persona, they end up erasing pieces of themselves. And this builds up and cultivates a self-hatred for their true selves. Additionally, people are often attached to the concept that is being perceived as someone who is well-mannered and praised. They begin to fear imperfection and showing the, in quotes, wrong side of themselves to other people. As a result of this fear, an undying motivation to become someone with perfect quality starts. By beginning this process of striving to become someone with perfect qualities, these people hop onto the bandwagon. The bandwagon that is, we like people who are perfect, rather than showing self-love towards themselves, they end up practicing and conditioning themselves to loving themselves conditionally, which is the opposite of loving yourself. Loving yourself means loving yourself unconditionally. And a lot of people tend to mistake that and forget that that's what self-love really means. And with this, I'd like to bring in my own example of this happening in my life. I remember back when I was in middle school, my friend group was pretty known to be athletic and to have good stamina and good mile run times, right? And I remember one day, well, first let me put it out there, I wasn't a very good runner. I had terrible stamina. I still do kind of have terrible stamina, but that's besides the point. But one of my classmates came up to me and told me something along the lines of, look at you, and look at all your friends. All of your friends are done, and you're still there running. And when I heard that, I was kind of like, you're right, in the moment. And then now when I think about it, that little statement and that opinion that he had of our group and how, not really opinion, but the statement that he made kind of reformed itself as an opinion of me belonging in their group. It kind of stayed in my mind that, oh, I don't really belong in this group because I'm not as athletic as them. I don't have the same stamina. I don't run as fast. And my mile times are significantly greater than theirs. And because of that little moment, I ended up disliking myself because I wasn't athletic enough. And that made me feel that sense of displacement. And from then on, I started to strive to be more like them in order to fill that little gap there. And in the process, I ended up kind of hating myself in a sense that I couldn't run that fast or my stamina wasn't that good. And it stayed like that for a while, up until my sophomore year of high school. I ended up thinking that way about myself. And I would casually say to myself, because it was so normal to me to kind of just hate myself, I would just normally tell myself, damn, you're terrible. As funny as it seems, I would be like that with myself. I would be really, really hard on myself when there was no need to do that to myself. I don't deserve that. I deserve the, you did great. You made the mark. You passed. It's okay to not have good stamina. It's okay to not be athletic. You know? If you like being athletic, you be athletic. If you want to be athletic, then become it. But if, because since I didn't want that, it's okay that I didn't want that for myself. And it took me a long time to realize that. Like I said, it took me a good, 4 years to realize that. Now I'd like to change the topic to, why is it so important to practice self-love? And I'd like to introduce a quote from Gandhi. Gandhi once said, self-love compels regards for others. This quote means that by loving yourself, by holding yourself in high regard, you are able to properly hold other people in high regard and love other people. So in short, if you can't love yourself, you can't love somebody else. And that the key to truly loving the people around you is to first to love yourself. Before getting a relationship, people often say that you must manifest yourself before dedicating yourself to someone else. It's that same concept. Yourself comes first before anyone else. Because of this, being able to love yourself, you can love other people. Because of this, people begin to grow and learn because they realize that self-love is really important in building relationships with other people. building really strong, safe, and secure relationships with other people. And it really highlights that by loving yourself, you are able to understand yourself to a greater extent and be able to really think about yourself and being able to figure out yourself, really. Figure out who you really are, what does and doesn't work, and how to make everything the right way for yourself. Basically, it's learning about yourself. And by doing that, by beginning to practice self-love and understanding yourself, it allows you to be more accepting of yourself and accepting of your flaws, like I said before, which is a really important part of self-love, which is accepting yourself, being open-minded of yourself, and forgiving yourself. And I'd like to express how it helps me. I feel like because I've begun to practice self-love, I've been more forgiving of myself, to where I'm not so much as panicky, I would say, compared to before about my mistakes and flaws. Now I'm kind of like, I know this about myself. I know what I can do to improve it. And I can figure out ways to fix or come up with a solution to my flaws and mistakes, or how to make up for them. And like I said, forgiving myself. I also feel like now I have a greater acceptance for myself. Before, I used to be really hard on myself or really strict with myself on what I accept from myself and what I don't. And now I've learned that in order to really grow, I have to accept all parts of me, because all parts of me is what is allowing me to grow and progress in life. And because I've begun to love myself, I feel like I can provide proper comfort and proper love to the people around me. I feel like now, because I'm more open for myself to be vulnerable to myself, if that makes sense, I can now sympathize and empathize better with my friends and family, to where I can visually see and feel like I am being a good supportive person to another person around me. And that is the whole entire concept of self-love. That's the impact that it has on other people and yourself. And I believe it's made me a better person. So now I'd like to address the it's a process part of self-love. I'm sure you have noticed through my own experiences and my own story, it's taken me a while to really kind of grasp this idea of self-love. And it's a process because it takes a long time, and it's really everlasting until your last day here, because yourself changes and you have to grow to love all parts of yourself, even parts that you find later on in life. You're going to learn to grow and accept those parts. So that's why self-love is a never-ending process, because you're going to keep going through it. It's like a cycle with new things that you experience and new qualities you begin to adopt or create within yourself. And it's about just accepting that we are perfectly imperfect, and that's okay. And that self-love is about accepting those imperfect qualities about yourself. So, with that being said, self-love is definitely not easy. It's a process. And please keep in mind that you are enough, and you are beautiful, and you are perfectly imperfect. And that is okay. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.